1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
I'm going on the radio. Hold on.
Tad's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Big football weekend coming up here in the United States, and what a better place to spend a football Sunday or Saturday. Because we love college ball as much as pro ball, and Ted's in Beverly Hills for our great pork loin. Come on in.
This portion of the Phil Hendry Show brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills. Ted joins us, and I understand, Ted, that you are, along with your business that you are involved in, the restaurant business, you also are producing or at least helping organize production for motion pictures. You got one story in mind?
I do, Phil. As a matter of fact, I'm flying out tomorrow morning to option a story in Nashville, Tennessee that I think is a fascinating story, and it's one that's been in the headlines. And
what's it about?
Well, it's a story that Americans are following, I think, very carefully in the news right now. It's a love story, a very simple love story between a man and a woman caught in the headlines of our news. And I'm talking about Ed McDaniel and Vicki Sanford. These are two people that fell in love and wanted a life together, a life that could produce children, that could create a family. It's why people fall in love. And the story of how they were run down like dogs by the Tennessee authorities. So I'm flying out tomorrow. Because I have at least two producers that are interested in the story. And
now, I know the story. She was the prison guard. A lot of people will recognize. She was the prison guard.
That is correct.
That helped the inmate escape. And then she went with him, right?
That is exactly. And, of course, you find yourself rooting for them because it is a love story about the possibilities of love. And why would a woman give up a career in the corrections field to be with a man? And what would drive a man desperately to escape prison?
Why? I hear what you're saying. But for you, there's been a lot of prison movies. For you, what makes this a particularly compelling story for a movie?
Well, I'll tell you why. This man and this woman, Vicki Sanford, Ed McDaniel, people who simply fell in love. That was their crime, and they were hunted down today by the Tennessee authorities. And
so they were caught.
They were caught today. Yeah. And they're going to be remanded to prison, and why? Because a woman was understandably attracted to an exciting man, and you can understand the attraction a lot of women have for these men who are incarcerated, because they do walk on the wild side, because they do promise a life that is something that is not staid and complacent and sort of by the book. And together they wanted to find a place. I remember the song, your audience will remember the song from West Side Story, "There's a Place for Us, Somewhere a Place for Us." And when you see that, and then this manhunt of two lovers trying to find that place, your heart breaks.
Now, this man, Edward McDaniel, from what I read, the man who escaped prison,
right,
was in prison for attempted murder. He shot a police officer 5 times, apparently.
Well, I asked you before we went on the air, probably not to mention that.
Yeah, but...
And I want to tell you why, so your audience understands. We're involved with some great people, and I would love for you to meet them. And we're trying to bring this story to the screen. It's a love story, and I want to make sure that we bring the story of Vicki and Ed to the screen, to the American people, without problems arising with our producers and our creditors. And
no, but if I could, this guy, Ed McDaniel. He shot a police officer 5 times. That's why he attempted murder. That's why he was in prison.
Well, here's what I think. You're wrong. I didn't know we were going to argue about this. Yes, he shot this cop, but now he's in prison, and he looks through the bars of his cell, and he sees Vicki, and together they realize they can have a new start, and together they run. And Phil, what they're running away from is the ugliness of their past, and they're trying to run to a beautiful future, and it's killed in its infancy by these cops who chase them. And the love story, William Upshaw, one of the prominent producers in Hollywood, has expressed interest. We've got some good people interested in this love story. And I think people are going to want to see it. I really, really do. And I see what Vicki and Edward went through. And
if I could just put it another way, I want to give our phone number out. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell talking to us about the story of Vicki Sanford and Edward McDaniel. She was the prison guard who helped him escape. He was a prisoner, and they ran together. And now they have been captured as of today. Mr. McDaniel was apprehended originally for attempted murder.
Well, again, you know, you're talking about...
Well, let me put it this way. This man, Edward McDaniel... by the way, our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Let me just clarify what I'm trying to say, Ted.
Go ahead.
This man, Edward McDaniel, was arrested and eventually sent to prison for shooting a police officer, attempting to kill a police officer. They call it attempted murder because he shot this police officer 5 times.
Well, I understand that, but I'm not sure I know what it is you're trying to do here. He shot this cop, but the film I'm making, the film we're going to produce and the film that I will make from the option story, is about Vicky and Edward falling in love in one of the most loveless environments, prison. I don't think there's anything that can rip a man's soul from his just from his being than prison. And how they dreamed of a better life. And you're bringing up this man's crime. Why? I think it's destructive.
Why do you call it destructive? It's a fact of his life.
When you put together a group of people to finance a film, look, I'm Ted Bell. I've got a business that's one of the most successful steakhouses in America. I help produce independent films. I'm one of the largest benefactors of independent filmmakers. And I'm trying to put together a group of people to finance a movie, and you want to ensure that you put the best possible face in a project. And I talked with Ben Eggers, who's one of the people I've talked with, and I told him I was going to be on your show tonight, and he's listening. And I'm trying to promote this film, and you constantly bring up this guy shot a cop. And I have to ask myself...
Well, I'm bringing it... Don't you think it's...
I got to ask myself, what are you trying to do to me an artistic project in its infancy that I'm trying to promote?
The man in this story, the love story, who escaped prison with his lover, shot a cop...
Why do you keep bringing that up? Why do you keep bringing that
up? Because that's what his crime was. Because when you say...
I'm talking about a beautiful love story between a woman and a man. She was working as a prisoner. And think of the poetic... In other words, Phil, what I'm saying is she was his guard, almost his keeper, and she became imprisoned the same way he did by the love. She was a prisoner of love. And this is the story that I'm bringing to William Upshaw. And
well, but here's the point.
And this is the story that I'm bringing to Ben Eggers, and this is the story that hopefully I heard you bad-mouthing him, but I understand Sean Penn has some interest in it. And there's a lot of people who want to do this story, and you keep talking about the cop.
But this attempted murder, I think, plays on the kind of man you're talking about. You know what I'm saying?
So he shot a cop five. Is it any different if you shoot a cop one time? The police officer survived.
Are you going to mention it in your film?
Am I going to mention what?
The fact that he shot a cop five times. This Edward McDaniel, the guy that escaped prison.
It's a love story, for God's sake, about two kids holding on to each other.
Ted, I don't want to get you upset.
Well, what you're doing, Phil, is you are publicly castigating a very honest artistic effort so that you can discredit me in the eyes of people who may finance the film. And I don't appreciate it.
I am not trying to discredit you at all. I am not...
Well, I don't know what else you call it. The fact that you constantly bring up this man's crime. I understand he shot some cop. I'm saying he fell in love with a prison guard. They escaped.
Yeah, but you talk about they're run down like dogs by the Tennessee authorities today. And
well, they were. They were run down. This is what happens to young lovers who are on the run. This is a great story. It's a story that has such universal impact. Lovers on the run. Okay? Look, I'm Ted Bell. You know, you're trying to tell me my business. I don't appreciate it.
Ted, I would never tell you your business. I'm asking questions from the standpoint of somebody trying to get more information. And
why do you keep bringing up the fact this guy shot a cop?
Because I personally think it may play or may speak to the man's character.
Are you a movie maker all of a sudden? Because I just want to be clear. Because if you are, I'll turn over the helm to you. Is that what you...
I'm not being that. You don't have to be sarcastic.
No, I'm not being sarcastic. You think it has something to do with the film. I don't. I think that for the film, purely and simply, is an innocent love story between a lonely woman and a lonely man, one behind bars, the other on the outside of the bars, and how they found love and made a run for it. They tried to make a break for freedom, a break for love, and they were run down like dogs.
The two lovers you mentioned, one of them is in prison because he shot a cop five times, and I'm...
Why are you punishing me for that?
No, I'm not punishing you. Simply bringing up that so that the
audience... So the audience won't have sympathy for him. So that the audience won't relate to him. Is that what...
You keep going to this place where I'm trying to subvert your movie. Don't you think it's important for...
No, it's not important for people to know anything than what I tell them as a filmmaker. And that's rule number one as a filmmaker. And I know there's a lot of young film students out there listening to your program today. A lot of them attend the USC or UCLA film school or NYU film school or some of the other great film schools. And let me tell you the bottom line. It's only important for the audience to know what you want them to know. And when you do an interview with a guy like a Mr. Hendry, who wants to bring up all of this information that's going to discredit you with your financial backers, You know, we,
if you call me asking a question about one of the subjects of your film's punishment, okay,
it's not going to do. It's got nothing to do with it. And then the other thing you're not asking, and I think it needs to be asked and understood. I do not think assaulting a police is ever the answer. But what did this cop do to provoke Edward? That's all I'm saying.
Oh, that's great. Okay.
All right, you going to use that now against me?
Well, to say, what did he do to provoke Edward? Hold the line. 1-800-449-8686 with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. He's financing, he's optioning that story of the prison guard and the woman. He thinks it's a beautiful love story. But I just simply wanted to say to him that this guy shot a cop five times, and isn't that important to the story? It's not just two lovers on the run, but this guy's in prison because he tried to murder somebody. 1-800-4, and Mr. Bell doesn't think I should bring it up. Mr. Bell doesn't think I should bring it up, but I think it's my show. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills on The Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Talk radio's prodigal son. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Hold on.
Steakhouse, come on down.
Ted's of Beverly Hills, a great place to spend football Sunday. Come on down, have a Ted, which is a rum and coke, and get yourself some of our prime rib. Great place to spend Sunday. I want to talk to you about the...
Hold on, your phone's open.
I want to talk to you, though, about the... You're finding fault with a movie that we are proposing to make about these two young lovers.
By the way, that you say young lovers, she's 51, and he...
Why do you feel compelled to criticize my film? You know, this movie you're working on, this Team America, okay?
I worked on it. It's done.
All right.
I did a couple of voices.
Okay. This is a film that takes some pretty nasty shots at some very valuable people. It takes shots at Michael Moore. It takes shots at Sean Penn. Why aren't you talking to your buddies, Matt Stone and Trey Parker, about that?
I think their movie's funny. It's a comedy, man. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, okay, great. But you want to talk to me about it. I'm trying to make a love story.
The love story you're making is about a man and a woman, great. One guy busts out of prison, she helps him. He shot a cop five times, and I'm just...
Why do you keep busting my, what's about this thing, Phil? I'm simply trying to say... Look,
if you didn't want to talk about the movie, you didn't have to come on my program.
No, but you work on the little Team America movie with all of the... and you heard that it got an X rating, didn't you? You heard that, didn't you?
No, it did not.
The hell it didn't. They got an NC-17.
It did not. They cut out the stuff from the movie that was going to give it NC-17. It's R-rated.
Well, that's not what I heard.
Well, I heard it straight from the guys themselves, okay? It's R-rated. They had a puppet sex scene.
Okay, so that, in other words, is a movie you're going to take your children to see, and they've got puppets having sex, but I try to make a love story, and you want to know how many times this guy shot some cop.
Some cop, huh? You know, when you pump a slug into a guy, that's one five freaking times this guy shot this police officer. So,
And I'm asking... Forget it.
No, say it.
No, I'm asking you to keep an open mind here.
All right, okay, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Is this a police officer? Randy?
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, are you a police officer, sir?
I'm a retired police officer.
Go ahead, you're on the air.
You know, I could sympathize with this guy.
What are you, stacking calls?
Go ahead, Randy.
I could sympathize with this guy who wants to make a good movie. You know, when he's talking about a love story...
Thank you.
But let me tell you something. You know, this guy shot a cop five times. You want a love story, why don't you go to the cop's family? Why don't you go to the cop's wife? Why don't you go, you know, and when you say, you know,
That wasn't in the news.
What did this cop do to provoke this guy? You know,
well, that's
and
all
here
I
you
asked.
Got...
Oh, God.
Here you got a CO that, you know, decides that she's going to help. She's going to break every law she's been trained to do. Help this guy escape for killing a cop. Where do you find the love in this?
Well, he didn't kill a cop, but it was attempted murder. Fortunately, the police officer survived.
Wait. Why don't I make a story about the guy's family?
The cop survived.
Well, you say I should make a story about the guy's family? That wasn't in the news. What was in the news was the story of Vicky and Edward.
Vicky and Edward, like they're really nice people.
Everything you're saying is trying to turn the audience against my film, and yet you make that Matt Stone, Trey...
Hold on. Let me say something here.
Go ahead.
Mr. Henry said is not turning me against this, you know, this movie that you're making. What you're saying in defense of this movie is turning me against what you're doing by saying some cop, you know, what's the big deal? He took five shots. You know, that's what's turning me off.
Well, the guy's not dead. And
how can I have sympathy for a man's love of a woman when that man is running from authorities who are trying to bring him back to a prison cell that he was put in originally for trying to murder another man? How do you want me to have sympathy for that guy?
You know what? This is a youth film. You older guys are not going to get it. And
I'm not older. I'm 39.
Crap.
I was injured in the line of duty. I was stabbed. And also got into a car accident chasing a drunk, so I know what it's like to be injured in the line of duty.
That's how I retired. So the guy takes a few slugs. This guy's in prison. What would you rather be, shot or in prison?
That has nothing to do with it. What you're trying to do is you're trying to diminish that he shot a cop.
Oh, no. I acknowledge that he shot this cop. Okay, now can we move on?
Move on, all right. Let's move on. All right, let's talk about the beautiful love between this 51-year-old woman and this jailbird.
Right there. You see, all you want to do is denigrate.
What is so beautiful about that?
What are you talking about? The man was incarcerated. This lovely woman comes along.
Lovely woman, huh? I got to look at her.
Lovely woman that broke as many laws as you could probably, you know, she's probably got more charges against her.
And yet you got Henry here, who is in this movie, which, you know, makes fun of some very valuable people in Hollywood. And
oh, big deal. You know.
Big deal, huh?
There's love stories that go on every single day of the week.
All right,
you
Randy.
Know? I mean, every minute of every day there's love stories.
Thanks for calling, Randy. 1-800-449-8686.
Why I'm even talking to you about it, you're not going to be able to understand the intricacies of a beautiful love story between a lovely young girl. And
a lovely young girl. This is so freaking battle axe that's 51 and a guy that was like 10 years younger than her. Here is David. Go ahead, David. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, I would just like to let this man who's making this glorifying movie of a criminal know that these people are locked up in the penitentiaries not to find love, but to pay for a crime.
But imagine, if you will, Edward gets out of bed every morning or whatever the hell you do in prison, and he sees Vicky from afar as she's unlocking a cell or something, and he falls for her. And she helps him escape, and they run. And they run as lovers do run.
I see this...
Running for freedom.
I see this a lot in my job. And I'm telling you, the man plays the woman.
Are you a... What are you, a CO2?
16 years correction officer.
Well, so have
And I'm telling you, the guy, he played her, and she fell into his hand is all it was to it. And she become a criminal just like him, and she be doing time just like him.
Well,
when they get out, they can do their thing and find their love then. Now they got.
Did you ever see, David, a wonderful film called Bonnie and Clyde?
Sure did.
Okay. It has that kind of flavor. You know, that kind of wild, crazy kids on the run. And
wild, crazy kids. She's 51. He's like 39 or something. And he shot a guy five times.
Well, Bonnie, what's the guy's name? Clyde what?
Clyde Barrow?
He shot guys, but everybody liked the movie.
So you want to make a modern-day Bonnie and Clyde about some skank prison warden and the guy that she busted out, is that it?
This movie's been done before.
Oh, boy, you guys really, you know, are you trying to tell me my business, is that it?
No, the man's right. The movie's been done before. David, thank you for your call.
You betcha.
1-800-449...
The movie, you calling me a copycat or something?
Yeah, pretty much. 1-800-449...
You know, you'll hear from my attorney.
I hope so. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Kittens are tasty. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Tabs of Beverly Hills.
brought to you by Chance of Beverly. I don't want to do it.
We got a commercial loop.
I don't want to. Impressed.
Hold on for a minute. Ted.
It's one thing to sponsor a segment of your program, Phil, which I very gladly do. It's another thing to be called on the carpet in front of your listeners the way you have. And David G. Hall, who is the vice president of syndication for your program, I know has called in.
Well, if you don't mind, I'll introduce him. David, I know you're there, right?
Yeah, Phil.
What is the problem with me asking Mr. Bell about a movie that he's making about an escaped convict and a woman who helps him escape?
Let me tell you something. Ted and I agree on this. You have done some voices in a movie called Team America, correct?
Yeah.
Now, I want to read you a list of the people that this film has been sadistic in its criticism of. Hans Blix, the United Nations weapons inspector, who in this film is...
He's eaten by a shark or something, which I guess you think is funny, huh?
It is funny.
Well, see, that's funny to you, but I make a love story...
About a real guy, not a puppet. You're making a love story about a real guy that shot a cop...
Oh, there he goes again. Why do you keep breaking his castanets on that? He told you about that. He shot a cop.
Well, what's the... You guys are like... What did...
Look at Phil. When you want to make a love story about two... Did you ever see Natural Born Killers? Oliver Stone?
Yeah.
What'd you think of that movie?
It was idiotic. It was stupid. It was incoherent and stupid.
Boy, you gotta be kidding me.
What? Natural Born Killers?
You thought that was incoherent?
That was the stupidest jackass movie I've ever seen. See, Oliver Stone thinks he's a satirist. Only problem is Oliver Stone isn't funny. Oliver Stone's about as funny as your third heart attack. That's how funny he is. So that's the problem with Oliver Stone, man. He doesn't think satire's gotta be funny. Yes, it does.
Call it Oliver Stone. Let me tell you something about making movies. The first thing you need to do is reach out and grab the audience. What I've got here is something that grabs the audience. The movie you're involved in has taken a very vicious shots at some people who love their country very much. And
oh, yeah. Who? Like Sean Penn?
Well, you shut up and let him say something.
Yes, I'm talking about Mr. Penn. I'm talking about the way they portray Sean Penn as not knowing what he's talking about Iraq. The way they portrayed...
Sean Penn doesn't know what he's talking about Iraq. Why, just because he went there at the invitation of Saddam Hussein? Suddenly he's an expert?
Can I finish?
Go ahead.
That film, the way it makes fun of Susan Sarandon, they turn her into some sort of murderous, lying whore. The film portrays Tim Robbins as a man on a leash. A man who doesn't know his own mind. The film portrays Janine Garofalo as a mindless idiot. The film portrays Michael Moore in a way that I think... love or hate Michael Moore. You go to see this Team America, and they do things to Michael Moore that even if they were done to him in the privacy of a jail cell at 2 a.m., I would think they were wrong. And for you...
Phil, what we are trying to say is you're making fun of Ted's movie about two lovers on the run. Yeah, the guy shot a cop 5 times.
Oh, okay. How about this? What if the guy shot a cop 5 times and drove an ice pick into his skull? I guess it's still a great love story.
Well, yeah, all things being equal, the ice pick and the shooting aside...
Yeah, the ice pick and the shooting aside is just about two young... That's why you think Natural Born Killers is so freaking great. Right?
It's a satire.
It's so funny. I understand they're making fun of something. But, you know, one of the things you got to be clear what you're making fun of, man. That movie isn't clear on anything. You talk about Team America, at least they're clear. I know exactly what it is those guys like. They don't like. All you got to do is go see the movie.
Well, I guess you think you're Mr. Hollywood, huh?
Well, I think that's what's going on here, David. I think you think
so. No, I don't think I'm Mr. Hollywood. All I did was ask a question about the guy with the shot the cop 5 times.
You know something, Phil? Don't get too big ahead about the movie business. I'm Ted Bell, and I've been in this town a long time. And when you start getting a swelled head, all of a sudden you want to, you know, touch it. And you...
What do you mean you want to touch it?
What he's talking about is you getting ahead of yourself on this film business stuff. And I notice you call it film, just like that broad did in that Star 80 film. Next thing you know, her boyfriend blew her brains out. So you're going to watch that.
You talking about Dorothy Stratton?
Yeah.
What? He didn't kill her because she said film. He killed her because she wanted to leave him.
Yeah, but she started saying film. I'm going to be in a film.
Instead of what?
Instead of saying I'm in a movie.
Or a moving picture.
a moving picture. Oh, great. Hey, I hear there's a great moving picture down at the corner, man. I think Charlie Chaplin's come out with a new one.
You know what? You could go straight to the living hell.
Yeah, me too, Phil. I'm hanging up. Go to the horned one.
Hello? The restaurant's still on the line. Maybe they were using a payphone. Is there anybody else there? Is there anyone else in the restaurant? Because apparently somebody didn't hang up the phone, and I'm just trying to figure out who it is. Who's there?
It's me.
What are you doing there, bud?
I said a payphone was hanging here. I thought I'd pick it up. Hello, who's this?
Phil Hendry.
You're supposed to be working right now.
I am working.
No, you're not. You're talking to me.
You're on the air with me.
You can't do that without my permission.
And why ain't you here?
Just coming down for a tad.